Could have been better, if I'd thought about it. I'd have waited till they'd damaged the Bodhi tree. Then we'd have been heroes instead of just bandits. I shrugged. Next time. Swan, tell that goat we're going to eat it if it don't start cooperating. You promise? I promise. We'll get some real food when we get to Jaikur. Chapter 55. Our crossing at Goja was another grand anticlimax. We all worked ourselves into a state of nerves before we reached the bottleneck. I sent Slink forward to scout and did not believe a word, emotionally, when he reported the only attention being paid anyone went to those few travelers who argued about paying a 2 copper pace toll for use of the bridge. These tightwads were commended to the old ford downstream from the bridge, a ford that was impassable because this was the rainy season. Traffic was heavy. The soldiers assigned to watch the bridge were too busy loafing and playing cards to harass wayfarers. Some part of me was determined to expect the worst. Goja had grown into a small town serving those who traveled the Rock Road, which was one of the Black Company's lasting legacies. The captain had had the highway paved from Taglios to Jaikur during his preparations for invading the Shadowlands. Prisoners of war had provided the labor. More recently, Mogaba had used convicts to extend the road southwestward, adding tributaries to connect the cities and territories newly taken under Taglian protection. Once we were safely over the main, I began to ponder our next step. I gathered everyone. Is there any way we could forge a rescript ordering the garrison here to arrest Narion if he crosses the bridge? Doge told me,
"You're too optimistic. If he's going south, he's already ahead of us."
Swan added, "Not to mention that if he fell into the Protector's hands, she'd find out everything he knows about you." The voice of an expert heard. "I didn't take the job voluntarily." "All right. She could, yes. He knows where we're headed. And why. And that we have the key. But what does he know about the other bunch? If he doesn't get caught, won't he try to intercept them so he can do something about getting the Daughter of Night away from them?" No one found any cause to disagree. "I suggest we remind one another of that occasionally, so it gets said sometime when Mergen is around to hear it." Sarah never promised to spare Narion's ragged old hide. Maybe she could ambush him and take back that unfinished first book of the dead. Swan pointed out,
"That crow is still following us."
A small but lofty fortification overlooked the bridge and ford from the south bank. The bird was up top watching us. It had not moved since our crossing. Maybe it wanted to rest its bones, too. River whispered,
"We still have one bamboo pole with crow-killing balls in it."
"Leave it alone. It doesn't seem to mean any harm. For now, anyway." I was sure it had tried to communicate several times. "We can take it out if anything changes." At Goja we heard nothing but the traditional grumbling about those in charge. Rumors concerning events in Taglios seemed so exaggerated that no one believed a tenth of anything they heard. Later, after we reached